Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, since the last hour-ish or so have been a little contentious, I want to get into something else. Because yesterday, a conversation took over my my friend's group text, my little group text that I'm in with the boys. A conversation erupted over a social media clip that got posted. Now, it's kind of a long clip, so I'm not going to play all of it. But the Detroit Lions posted a social media clip yesterday. And the social media clip that got posted yesterday from the Detroit Lions asked a question of the players. This is like becoming a thing that social media teams are doing for teams. Like, you just have a whiteboard with a question on it. You set a camera over it, and you just have the players respond to that question as they are coming in from practice or going out to the practice field or coming in off the parking lot, whatever. The question that got posted for the Detroit Lions to answer was sock, sock, cleat, cleat, or sock, cleat, sock, cleat. As in, which order do you put them on your feet? So they asked about 20 different players, sock, sock, cleat, cleat, or sock, cleat, sock, cleat. Of all of them, one guy said sock, cleat, sock, cleat. And when he did, three other players in the frame all gave him the Jim Halpert turn to camera, and one guy went, what? Other than that, consensus, sock, sock, cleat, cleat. Yeah, Zoe, you a sock, sock, shoe, shoe guy?
Dude, don't put that weirdness on me as far as sock, shoe, socks. I just, the only person I've ever seen go sock, shoe is a little kid. And then they were immediately schooled about, no, we put both socks on, then we put both shoes on. It just makes, it's perfect sense. Why you would go the other way, I do not understand.
I totally agree. But here's the thing, and this is where the conversation took over yesterday with me and some of the fellas after this video got kicked around. We were like, this is one of those things that I don't think, it's kind of like knowing which urinal to use in the bathroom. Like, you never get told this. I have to work under the assumption that it's just one of those things that you observe as you are growing up, one of those things that you watch other people do and you absorb it, though you are not actively aware that you are absorbing that information. You don't think about it. It's just you see everybody do it this way, and so you kind of fall into the thing. But with sock, sock, shoe, shoe, because I am absolutely and entirely sock, sock, shoe, shoe guy. Both socks go on, then both shoes go on. And we were having this discussion yesterday about why is that the norm? Because there were about, I think it was me and I think there's like six of my college fraternity brothers that are in one chat, in one text thread that dates back to like 2009. And we are all over the political spectrum. We are all over every spectrum of life. Very diverse fraternity of dorks. We're from all over the place. And this one was consensus. It's sock, sock, shoe, shoe. And we were like, I asked the question. I was like, why does it make more sense, though? Like, if you really don't just go reaction, this is how I do it, so that's the right way. Why does it make more sense? And the answer I got was, because when I have both socks on, I want to make sure I have a uniform feel on both feet, right? Like, if one sock is too loose or the other sock's pulled up too high, or there's too much tension, or like, you know how sometimes you put it on and like the little seam that tells where the toes go, it's like twisted around your foot a little bit.
Oh,
I need to be able.
My daughter would just, it would take so much extra time because she had to get that seam just.
It's got to be right. And the thing is, if I have to adjust the sock, I need to make sure that both socks have the same feel to them. And then the same is true with the shoe. Like, if one of my shoes is tied tighter than the other shoe, I have to stop my day to correct it. Because if I don't, my combo OCD ADHD is going to go shoe, 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 shoe. It's all my brain will allow me to dial in on. You could be like, I could be sitting in a room where somebody is saying, Rob Brown, we have the cure to cancer and we're only giving it to you. And if my shoes were of different tightness on my feet, I would totally miss out on the ability to save the world because I'd be just locked in on, I got to fix my shoes. I've been having meetings with the boss where I have to like do the casual, like put one foot up on my knee thing and then like try to tie it without making it obvious that I'm like dialed in on tying my shoe instead of this very important business thing that you're trying to tell me right now. So I get it. I need to make sure my shoes or my socks, when they are both on and are both accessible, are right where I need them to be. They're at the same space on my foot. The little toe laces are exactly symmetrical, right? The ankle is fit smoothly into the little ankle groove of the sock. And then when I go with shoes, I got to make sure the shoes are both correct. The tongues of the shoes are pulled up to the same amount. I've got to make sure they are tied to the same tightness. I've got to make sure because I'm a no-show sock guy, all right? Like, you don't see my socks. I'm not a sock guy. I mean, I'm a sock guy, but you don't see my socks.
I think you're taking it a step further than what they – I mean, that was a pretty simple question, and you've gone
further. Yeah, but again, it is odd that – of like 20-ish players, 19 said sock, sock, cleat, cleat. When I asked the boys, consensus, sock, sock, shoe, shoe. And because I'm a psychopath, I want to know the reason that it is like 99% sock, sock, shoe, shoe. And very, very little sock, shoe. And especially when sock, shoe gets you judged and lambasted that way.
Well, it's also, if you're in a locker room, and for some reason, you have to stand up even with both socks on and one cleat on. The height difference can cause a problem. So, I mean, you got.
Yeah, but again, like, isn't that, that's kind of what I'm driving at. It's about making sure that you have the uniformity of feel from both socks on both feet and then with both shoes on both feet. It's very important.
I don't know that it's necessarily taught in every family, but sometimes you do have to correct, like I said, a child who thinks that, you know, it's okay to do that.
See,
it's
but
not.
Here's the thing. This is why it's important.
And eventually, they'll just decide, okay, I know you told me to do that. I'm going to do it this way anyway. But I haven't seen that part happen. I think once they're taught, if they need teaching, they'll keep it that way.
But here's the thing.
I'm surprised you, being the rebel that you are, defiant in all things, that you didn't just decide, well, I'm going to be different and go.
Yes, between of the two of us, that's me for sure.
I'm a company man, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
Here's the thing. Like, I get it. But at the same time, you just said multiple times that is something worth correcting in a child.
Yes.
If a child went sock, shoe, you just said you would correct them that's wrong.
Oh, I have.
Why is it wrong?
And this, because this is the way.
That's, right, but why?
That's why do you teach anyone anything, especially a parent to a child or maybe a parent to a grandchild? It's because this is the way that you do it. This is the norm of society, I suppose. And so you pass that on that way. And one reason why.
Right, but even if it's.
Wait, let me finish. The one guy who said he did it differently, how did he get looked at?
Oh, they went, what?
Right. You don't want your kid to be that guy.
But so here's, you're teach but here's him the my right question. Way. You just described it as a societal norm. Why? Why is it a societal norm? Why is it that? Because I have never had this discussion before in my life. I've never heard this discussion, but once I had it, I was like, I am curious. And then once I started asking, it was like everybody sock, sock, shoe, shoe. How did it get that way? Like, there's got to be some phenomenon behind it.
To go even further, is this just an American thing? Do other countries also go sock, sock, shoe, shoe?
It's a great question I don't know the answer to. It's a very good question that I do not know the answer to. Is this something, if we go to France, do they go, les socks, les socks, les shoes, les shoes?
I'm going to send a text and find out what they do in Ireland.
Yeah, find out if this is an Irish phenomenon.
I'm just curious.
Like, how does this, how did we get to the point that not only is it, as Lonzo described it, a societal norm worth correcting a child if they do it the wrong way, to the point that when someone says sock, shoe, we go, what are you, a weirdo? Are you a psychopath? What are we talking about here? I don't know. I heard that and I was like, that's weird. That's weird. That's a weird thing. All right. Speaking of weird things, this one I've been carrying around for a while. This isn't really the audio blitz because it's only a couple of clips, but I like this one a lot. Nebraska's basketball team held their media day last week. Nebraska's media day Nebraska's basketball team had their media day, and to the podium went Fred Hoiberg. Fred Hoiberg is the head coach of the Nebraska basketball team. So Fred Hoiberg got to the podium, and Fred was answering some questions from the assembled media when this happened. So Fred Hoiberg, as he is giving his answer, somehow triggers the voice search function on his phone, or somebody's phone, and the phone says, what happens when the prostate expands and starts to, and then somebody would like clipped it, like turned their phone off before it got there. And Fred Hoiberg responded with a holy, and then said, but while you're at it, can you give me the answer? Because, you know, we're all getting a little older in here. I got to get up around 1 a.m. to pee every night, which, I mean, happens to the best of us if we're keeping it a buck here.
Probably all of us.
I hope so. I hope so. But it is definitely, I am at the point now where I will never get 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep again in my life.
Right.
It will never happen. Right. I have, of all the things that come along with being 40 and like the changes that come at 40, the one that I am like, I have just accepted it as my reality. I am never again in my life getting 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Because even when, last week, there was a night last week. I think it was Wednesday. In fact, I know it was Wednesday. It was the first night the wife was gone. I was bored. Because like my wife's always there. And I love when she's around. I was bored. I didn't know what to do with myself. So I said at like 7 o'clock, I'm like, I guess I'll just go lay in the bed and, you know, watch football stuff on YouTube until it's time to go to sleep or whatever, thinking like that was going to be, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock, like it normally is. So I went in bed and laid down at like 7, and at like 8 o'clock, I was like, I think I'm going to go to bed. I guess I'll just go to sleep. It's like 8 p.m. I'll get 8 hours tonight. I passed out at 8 o'clock thinking I'm getting a full 8 hours of sleep. I was up at like midnight and then at like 2:30 because I had to pee. I'm never getting 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep again. So, like, I appreciate that Fred took that moment and was like, you know what? Let's have a learning experience. Let's all learn something here together today.
Knowing you and me and certain other people in this building, we absolutely would react.
I'd have done the same damn thing.
Yeah.
I'd have done the same thing. They'd have been like, my bad.
Dude, let that thing play.
Yeah. My bad. Coach, sorry about that. I'd have been like, nope, don't worry about it. In fact, why don't, since you have your phone out already, you go ahead and read me the answer. Maybe I'll learn something today. Maybe I'll learn something. Jersey Joe texted the show, said, wait till you get to 61. Oh, like I said, Joe, I've accepted it, and I am very much aware. Not only is it not going to get better, it is inevitably going to get worse. Like, there will come a point where my bedtime will be moved up, not because I want it to be, but because, well, I'm going to have my night interrupted by having to pee twice anyway. So, like, I might as well try to get more sleep since it's going to be broken up. Because I'm also the dude that, if I get up, Zoe, and I got to get up and, like, go to the bathroom. And, like, if the wife's asleep, I got to go out to the hallway bathroom because I don't want to wake her up, like, flushing the toilet, running the water to wash my hands because she has to wash my hands because I'm not an animal. And then I go back. Like, the bed has lost all the comfy to me at that point, right? Like, all the comfy. When you pull that blanket up, all the comfy's out of that bed. It is going to take me some time to get back to sleep at that point. It is when those eyes open and I'm like, damn it.
Wait, you have to open your eyes?
Yeah.
Do you have to turn the light on too?
No. Okay. Because, well, we have a
night light?
No, we've got an air purifier in the room that has a little light on it. So we got that. And then in the bathroom, we have we do have a night light in the bathroom. Because you're like, if you go full lights, your body's like, oh, it's go time now. So you're like, that's just science. You keep the light low so that your body hopefully doesn't break out of the sleep. But for me, the problem is, like, once I get back in the bed, all the comfy is out of it, man. Like, it's just not, I gotta reset the comfy-o-meter before I can fall back asleep. If I get up to pee, I'm talking like it's 15, 20 minutes before I'm going back to sleep, which just, at that point, I might as well get the hell up.
I just tell myself I'm dreaming, and then I'm good.
That doesn't work for me. I wish it did. All right. Let's talk, okay. We gotta talk about this Bill Belichick thing when we come back. I'm sorry. It's gotten out of control, and it is, at this point, just a warning to everybody else. If you didn't see what happened on the field during North Carolina's warmups before they got their asses whipped by UCF this weekend.
I thought they were on the sideline. You sure they?
No, the team was on the field.
Oh, okay. All right.
Bill was just off doing his and her own little thing. We'll talk about that next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Carolina Tar Heels this past weekend were on the road down in O-Town, Orlando, Florida, to take on the UCF Golden Knights. Now, UCF is by no means a bad football program. They're not what they were a handful of years ago when they were making some shock bowl games. But they're not a bad program. So a loss on the road at Central Florida is not the end of the world. However, a 34-9 loss in which you were trailing 20-3 at the half and gained no points of ground in the second half. You lost the third quarter by 1 and the fourth quarter by 7 for a 34-9 scoreline. A loss in which you switched quarterbacks because Gio Lopez, your opener, was 11 of 14, but everything was underneath and he was picked twice. And your backup, Max Johnson, you'll remember Max Johnson, former Texas A&M Aggie, former LSU Tiger, went to North Carolina last year, had that horrific leg injury. There were thoughts that Max Johnson may never play another snap of football. He's actually probably outplaying Gio Lopez right now. A combined 154 yards of passing offense, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. On the ground, 63 total yards of rushing with 0 touchdowns. And you ended up turning the ball over, I think, twice in that game, if I recall correctly. It was not good for the Tar Heels of North Carolina. Losing that game, no problemo. Losing that game in an embarrassing fashion, muy problemo. So, that was bad enough of itself. Oh, by the way, just in case you want to know the other side of the football, The North Carolina defense gave up 223 passing yards and a touchdown to Taven Jackson, the UCF quarterback. And they allowed 143 rushing yards and 3 rushing touchdowns to the UCF Golden Knights. Again, all of that was already bad enough. And then a picture started circulating after the game was over. The picture that was circulating, if you did not see it, is actually on my Twitter account, at the Rob Brown Show. You'll have to scroll back a little bit, but just in case you can't, I'm going to go ahead and put it up on the live stream now. If you're not watching the stream, you should every day at facebook.com/thefanupstate, thefanupstate on YouTube, thefanupstate on Twitter, the Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch. Here is the picture that started making its way around the internet if you're watching on the stream. If you're not, I'll leave it up for a minute for you to go see it. In the picture, in the top portion, you will notice that the North Carolina Tar Heel football program is actively warming up to play a football game. It is the offensive line. They are clearly doing their, you know, high knees, karaoke, crisscross, lower body warm-up, stretchy kind of stuff. You remember high school football. And in the foreground is one Bill Belichick. And Billy-O is talking to the girlfriend, to Jordan. Now, I personally do not care what Jordan is wearing. Jordan is obviously an attractive young woman, and she is in style and in fashion. A lot of people are making comments about it. A very short North Carolina blue and darker blue skirt, an off-the-shoulder shirt, and knee-high white stiletto boots. Obviously, there is a reason and a particular genre of fashion that people are referring to her being dressed in on the sidelines. I don't care. She's a hot chick. Wear whatever you want to wear. Have at it. I don't care. However, the problem I have with the photo is what is happening in that. And I understand that a photo, although the old expression is a picture says a thousand words, I think it is very easy, as somebody who has done both media and photography for a very long time, it's not all that complicated to get a picture that tells a story that is a lie. However, in what world, if you are North Carolina, when your team at 1-2 already on the season, in what world are you good with your head coach standing 8 yards off the sideline while your team is getting ready to warm up? North Carolina is only going to be favored in like 3 games for the rest of this year. I don't even think this was one of them. If I recall correctly, I think UCF was favored by like 1.5. Like, not big, but you were a dog. In what world is your head coach standing on the sideline, chatting up his 50-some-odd years younger than him girlfriend instead of, I don't know, hear me out on this, coaching the dadgum football team? Okay.
Head coaches don't generally run drills. That's what the assistant coaches do during this time.
I would love for you to go find me a video, and I'm going to keep it to college here because the NFL may or may not be different. But I would love you to go find me a picture, a video, whatever, of Ryan Day chatting it up over on the sideline, having a wonderful old time, and not on the field when his team is warming up to play. That is when you are talking to players.
I bet there's video or pictures of Urban Meyer doing that.
Well, if that's the standard you're gunning for, and for the record, even if that's true, which I don't think that it is, not in pregame warmups, even if that is the case, when Hoodie goes and wins a couple of natties, he can do whatever the hell he wants.
Okay, so as far as this goes, I'm not defending or criticizing like you are. How has this hurt their chances to win or lose the game?
I will go find you. video that I know exists because I've seen it of Nick Saban during warmups. Where you think Nick was? Standing on the field, walking around between the rows of players, talking them up, giving them some last-minute coaching, whatever.
I don't think there's a standard as to how or rules that say this is how you do this.
So I
don't see how this determined whether they won or lost a game. I don't see how this took away from the game. It wasn't during the game. This was during pregame. And I just don't. And I think, and this is my opinion, if she's ugly, no one cares. I still think that's the deal.
Well, let's start with, respectfully, if she was ugly, Bill ain't dating her. All right? Let's just keep, as dudes here.
I don't know that. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
we can just
mm-hmm,
all
mm-hmm.
agree that she's pretty. So.
She is a conventionally attractive woman. She's a very attractive woman. I am going with, respectfully, not to be a classic old locker room bro. If she's not a 10, Bill's not dating a girl 50 years younger than him if she's not a 10. I just don't put, but even put that to the side, that's irrelevant. I don't care if that was his 50-year-old girlfriend. I don't care. This spot in this moment, when your team going into this game is reeling, you have been embarrassed. Your start to the regime, nobody expected undefeated. Nobody expected a run. But like, they expected your team to look, I don't know, competent, and they don't look anything like a competent franchise. In fact, I would go one step further and say, I would be willing to bet right now if I gave the DeLorean to the UNC Board of Governors and said, you can hop in and 88 miles an hour, go back to where you didn't fire Mac Brown and keep him around, or you can stay out of the DeLorean and keep what you got in the hoodie right now. My sneaky suspicion is that the majority of those Board of Governors are getting the hell in Doc Brown's rig and taking it back to the future. That's right. My guess, because this sucks.
Rob Brown, self-declared knower of ball. If Jordan is not on the sidelines, if he's not having interaction with his girlfriend, do they win this game?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Obviously, it affected the game.
But here's the problem. This is something that falls into the same headbutting argument you and I've been having for years of micro versus macro. It ain't even about this game. You lost this game. And maybe being out there on the 50 and talking the boys up and hyping them up and giving them some coaching and, hey, I'm seeing this, I'm seeing that, respond, whatever. Maybe that changes the outcome of the game. But that still doesn't address the overall situation, which is not only does your team stink out loud, which, fine, we knew it was always going to be a tough road to hoe for anybody who steps into those shoes. You stink out loud and your entire program is not, and this is a knower of ball statement, is absolutely, unquestionably, and objectively worse than it was last year. Worse.
So I know this isn't the case, but so you're not saying it's because there's a female on the side?
No. Okay. I'm saying
Is it because of PDA?
First off, hang on. Let me address it. I will answer that question in a more thorough and comprehensive way. We all have, whether you agree or it has now been said a couple times in the chat, she was just asking for concession stand money.
It's funnier coming from your brother.
It is funnier coming from my brother. You are correct. We are, I won't say all, because I don't even know if Lonzo agrees with this or not. But a large number of us are of the belief that as of now, Jordan is running Bill's life. Like running it. And if Jordan's running Bill's life over here, and he's getting paid as much as he is to run the football team, and the football team is a cluster bleep right now, then those dots are connected. It is not because of her age or her looks or her gender. It is very simply, this person seems to be on the outside looking in, and I'm willing to say this is my belief, pulling all the strings in Bill's life, down to it including telling him to shut up when he's doing interviews as the head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels. We've seen it on camera happen. So, when we've seen that happen, and it has become, arguably, whether it's to Bill or not, it is, but whether it's to Bill or not, the biggest distraction in college football, consensus, and this is happening, and then your team goes out and gets that ass whipped, yeah, it's a bad look top to bottom. The tweet I said was, they thought they were getting the hoodie Ultimate Professional. Instead, they got this old guy who's doing this while his team is getting ready to play. UNC went from a mediocre team that was always close to the next step to a joke. I got $5, says he's one and done.
Okay, so in your tweet, you said this was unprofessional.
Yep.
Explain to me, where are the standards that say that this is unprofessional? Does North Carolina have a problem with it? Have they banned her from the sideline?
Have we?
So the institute that he works for has deemed this acceptable. So that would make it. So that
Why?
Makes it professional
Why?
Because
Why?
The bosses say it's okay.
Why?
Why not?
Because otherwise he quits and they are up further bleep creek without a paddle.
Yeah, I don't think it's.
You don't,
I don't think it's that dire.
You and I have I both worked around divas in this industry who get their way because they threaten to leave if they don't.
We might be doing it right now. Both of us working around a diva right now.
Right now. Absolutely.
Right this
all
moment.
Right? I'm willing to acknowledge I'm a diva.
Yeah,
all right.
Me too. Like, you know, I mean, look at the hair, dude.
Bill is a diva to some degree, in my opinion. This is, let me put it this way. It is one thing if I was to say, hey, Lonzo, we're going to go to a break a couple minutes early because I want to go outside and lay the Mac Daddy down on my wife. It's another thing if the show's in the tanker, we don't have three crystal trophies looking for number four, a bunch of awards and good ratings that say we're not that. Then you'd go, dude, you're taken away from the job? Like, yeah.
No, I'd be like, dude, I won't even have to extend the break, right?
Not this one. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. What up, girl?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Rob Brown Show. It is the Fan Upstate. It is Rob. That's me. It is Lonzo. That is he. And we are glad to have you every AM from 6 till 10 here on the Fan Upstate. You want to sneak in here down the stretch? You're welcome to do it. 844-326-3663. 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. Talk a little baseball on the way out here to wrap up the show. The Atlanta Braves, an 11-5 win over the Nationals last night. Chris Sale makes his return. He pitches again. He gets a 5-inning, 3-hit, 5-run victory credited to him. That is the 9th consecutive win for these Atlanta Braves. And, you know, I got a handful of texts from Bravo's buddies last night that were like, yo, why now? Like, why now? Like, where was this? And I have a couple of answers for you. The first is, I absolutely believe in the concept of pressing. Of pressing too hard. That is to say, I think it is a reality for everybody to some degree, but certainly in athletics. I think it is a reality that when things are not going right, we, by nature, are inherently of the mindset of, I have to try harder. But if it's not going right, I have to try harder. And trying harder isn't always the answer. Sometimes trying smarter is the answer. Sometimes changing what you're doing, how you're doing, is the answer. I think that because the Braves got out of the gate with a miserably bad start going 0-6 on a left coast swing to start the year, And especially considering 0-6 against National League teams that were expected to be your primary competition for playoff spots. I think they started pressing then. I think they got to a point then that guys on the team started changing who they are as players. I think you saw guys like Matty Olson going, I have to go back to being a 50-plus home run guy. I got to go back to being a guy that racks up over 100 RBIs. I think he started seeing middle infielders, because how many times this year do we complain about Ozzie Albies? I think you started seeing a spot where guys in the middle infield started feeling like they had to go try to get an all-star nomination in the first 3 weeks of the year. I think this team started to press a little bit. And while they were pressing, I think that they were overmanaged to some degree. Sometimes, and I think that this is something that most coaches would agree with, sometimes you just got to figure out what you're good at and let the dudes do what the dudes do. Sometimes you just got to let the fellas play a little bit. Sometimes you got to remind them, yo, it's a game. This is fun. Go out there. Do your thing. Just do what you do, man. Like, how many sports movies over the years have we seen where there's an inspirational, why are you trying to be them? Let's just be us. Best of all time. When Hans shows up with the Mighty Ducks jerseys for Team USA. Where are you from? Dwayne Robinson, from Texas. When the cows are in the barn and the horses are turning pasture circles in the pasture, ducks fly together. Quack, 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 quack. How many times have we seen the entire lesson is just be you and do what you do? You can't do anything better than whatever it is that you do. I know it is very cliche, but it's also accurate, man. Like, this is it's the same conversation we had post-pandemic when everybody was like, oh, we should go let people work from home. Because it is now proven that people working from home where they're comfortable are more productive. It's been proven. You're more productive at home. Well, not everybody, but for a large contingent of people, people are more productive at home. Why? Because they're in their element where they're comfortable doing what they want to do or doing what they need to do the way they want to do it, instead of feeling like they are somewhere just so they can be overseen and micromanaged. It's proven. So with all of that being said, I think Brian Snicker throughout the course of this year overmanaged this team. When it started getting bad, all of a sudden we start seeing lineup changes and we start seeing guys moved around in the field and we start seeing these weird situations with pitchers getting jumped around. And don't get me wrong, like, obviously injuries are a big deal. The Atlanta Braves were one of the most injured teams in Major League Baseball this year. So yes, anybody who doesn't acknowledge that injuries were a huge part of the season for the 2025 Braves are wrong. Of course they were. But once those injuries started impacting the lineup, it was like Snit over-adjusted. So this past weekend, the Braves get eliminated from the MLB postseason, and what happens? The lineup goes back to the lineup it should have been. The boys aren't pressing. They just go out there and play ball. And just like that, they reel off 9 wins in a row. Granted, maybe it's not against the best competition, since the majority of those, including last night's, was against the Nationals, who are not good. But I would also point out, you're only outpacing the Nationals on the season by a handful of games, right? So, like, it's a team that was more with you than you were past them. All of that being said, I think once the Braves got eliminated, I think the Braves quit pressing. I think they went and said, all right, well, now we just go do what we do, right? Like, if you are a guy who is a breaking ball hitter and you've been sitting on fastballs trying to up your heater rate this year, go back to swinging at the breaking balls. You know about most of the time when and where they're coming. Just go swing at the breaking balls. If you are a dinger hitter, if you're Matty Ice Ice Baby Olson and you're a power guy, go swing for power. Like, we don't need you to play small ball anymore. It doesn't matter. Wins don't matter. Wins and losses don't matter. They're like points on whose line is it anyway. They don't matter. Just go out there and do your thing. And what I hope is the lesson, what I hope is the takeaway from this 2025 season is I hope that next year this team does not feel like it needs to press if they get off to a slow start. Hopefully they don't get off to a slow start. You learned how impactful a slow start can be this year, but I hope next year what this team realizes, whether it is managed by Brian Snicker or Skip Schumacher or anybody else, what I hope is that next year, this team just goes, we're just going to be us. We're just going to be us. We're just going to do our thing. We're not going to press. We're not going to overdo it. Let's just go play Braves ball, because Braves ball is fun and entertaining, enjoyable, and it wins.
All right, before we get to what's Xing, I've just heard back from our Irish correspondent about our question that we asked earlier. Our Irish correspondent said, in the island of Ireland, it is sock, sock, boot, boot.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's universal. Like, I think the people who do sock, shoe are like, I mean, I'm sorry, that's weird. It's just a weird way to handle it.
Yeah, it's not.
It's just a weird way to do it.
It's got to be looked at. All right.
It's kind of like if you picked up tongs and you didn't click, click, click them together two or three times before you picked up the steak.
Unless they're those ones for the grill that are really hard to...
Oh, no, I got my steak grilling tongs, and I do it with those, too.
Okay.
Then I feel like a damn transformer.
There you go. All right, the first thing that's asking is Bruce Pearl.
Bruce Pearl asking because, as we mentioned, I don't remember, somewhere earlier in the show. Whatever, maybe we didn't. Bruce Pearl, after 11 years at the helm for the Auburn
Tigers.
It was on
Sports Flash.
That's what it was.
You never had time to get
well,
to it.
Well, I mean, I'm also like...
I'm giving you the chance
we
right
had
now,
so though. Much with the Dabo thing. Bruce Pearl, after 11 years with the Auburn Tigers, took the Auburn Tigers for their second ever Final Four appearance last year. Just retired yesterday. He just said, that's it, I'm done. Now, there's two interesting things about this. Number one, he's moving into a consulting role with Auburn. Part of that is because reason two, they just gave the keys to his son. Stephen Pearl is going to take over as head coach. No interim period, no tryout required. Hilarious that the guy who a couple of months ago during the draft was talking about how awful and horrible nepotism is in the world, suddenly his son just gets the job.
I'm sure he earned it, though.
Oh, yeah. So. No. You'll notice that a lot of people, when they complain about stuff, what they mean is your thing is bad. Yeah. When we do it, it's fine. That's a different story. Yeah, that's really interesting. I'm also going to go ahead and tell you right now, Bruce Pearl will be a politician in Alabama within the next 3 weeks. Book that. He All saw right. what Tuberville did. He's like, I want that too.
All right. The next thing is Xing is Aaron Glenn.
Aaron Glenn Xing because, is it the sideline celebration?
It is.
And it's not just that. It's a particular sideline celebration video edit.
Yes, they have put Earth, Wind, and Fire behind him.
There is a video going around. I will put it up on my social here in a minute. We found it last night, and I mean it when I tell you my wife and I were laughing in bed at this video. Now, we got married on September 21st for two reasons. Number one, I'll never forget my anniversary. Number two, half our wedding was done set. That theme is already done. We love that song. That song's an all-time banger, and even if you didn't get married on September 21st, it's a slapper. Somebody took the video of Aaron Glenn doing his little we just scored a turnover touchdown dance on the sideline, and they slapped 21st night of September over it. And it's a banger, dude.
All right,
it works perfect.
There have been several Earth, Wind, and Fire songs that they put over it, including Boogie Wonderland. I mean, they all kind of have the same groove to it, so it's going to work. I haven't heard it with the music. Now I'm going to have to check it out after the show.
Dude, I found it last night when I was grabbing stuff for the show today. And when I tell you I laughed out loud, I tapped the wife on the shoulder. I was like, yo, watch this. I played it for her. She laughed out loud. We watched it like three more times. It's friggin' hilarious.
All right, the next thing that's Xing is Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett Xing. There was a clip going around of him yesterday during their game this week in the win over the Packers where he was just like, I'm kicking that ass. Like, let's keep doing what we're doing. I don't know if that's why he's trending.
He's doing this thing that happens sometimes. He is Xing because he's really good.
Yeah, he is really good. And for the record, everybody was asking yesterday, and it's fair to say, everybody was asking yesterday why the Browns were able to win this game. I have a graph.
Oh, no.
Evaluating edge rushers when 1v1 on a blocker. In terms of double team percentage, Myles Garrett is double teamed more than any other edge rusher in the NFL, including Micah Parsons. But in terms of grade versus expectation, Myles Garrett, Lonzo, is in the corner upper right of this graph. He cannot be any better in terms of both drawing double teams and expected performance lever. Myles Garrett is right now the best player in the NFL.
Cleveland defense is no joke.
It's not a joke. You're not wrong.
All right, speaking of one last thing that people are joking about, you're not going to like it, Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson played his ass off last night. Was running for his life because every time he turned it, I see use this example earlier. I'll do it again really quickly. You ever get into a car accident? Every time you come to that intersection for the rest of your life, you're going to be on alert. That was Lamar last night because Aiden Hutchinson kept hitting him like a Buick. That's it. Thanks for being here. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you didn't, it's your own fault. Come back tomorrow. We'll try to do even better. I'm Rob. He's Lonzo. See you back here tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.